Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you don't necessarily have depression or have anxiety, but you get the blues and you get into a funk. And that is very normal, very common. It's also common to get some anxiety, get some depression. I mean, you lose a family member, you lose a job, you lose a relationship. Yeah, things are going to stink. I almost feel like there's something wrong with somebody who's happy 365 days of the year, year round. Okay, it's good to cry. It's good to be a little upset. It's good to kind of deal with your feelings. But we have to jump in when somebody is so depressed or so anxious that they can't get through work. They can't get through home life. They neglect their kids. They neglect themselves. And so there's a fine line between having normal ups and downs and blues and depression and things where, all right, you know, I need all my friends, all hands on deck, and every tub of ice cream, you know, in this part of the neighborhood, because I'm dealing with a breakup, to I don't want to live anymore. So these are things that we look at. But one of our listeners had asked me about the spring blues. They say they love the way they feel in the winter, but they are not happy during the springtime. What's that about? So we've spoken about seasonal affective disorder. And we usually seasonal affective disorder, which a lot of times manifests as depression. And we see it with individuals during the winter most commonly. But I love the winter. And so sometimes what ends up happening is it's not necessarily a depression you're getting. Is you might be in such a state of euphoria, loving the holidays, loving the cooler weather, that all of a sudden things start to change, and you get hit in the spring with a smack face full of allergies, and taxes, and religious holidays where families coming, and deadlines. And, you know, you start to, now, the springtime for me, the spring and summer are not my favorite times of the year. You would think with the flowers and the blooming and the being outside, we're going to go to Sedona and do some hiking. I don't feel good during the spring and summer that much. I don't have seasonal affective disorder. I don't get depressed. But if you asked me, am I looking forward to the spring? No, I really don't. I look forward to fall and Christmas. I can't wait for Halloween and Christmas. I'm not a big Thanksgiving fan, but I love the holidays. Bring them on. And New Year's. Then things get kind of bleak in January because all the decorations are down. But I can still do some skiing. I could still play in the snow. I could still enjoy the nice, crisp weather. But I live in the Southwest. And we get bad allergies, and we get a real hot summer. It's not that fun. And when we're in the summer, all we think about is when the summer's going to end. So if you do have that shift in how you feel, that is totally fine. It's totally normal. What you need to, though, do is make sure you are planning some fun things. So, for example, if I had to really psychoanalyze myself, and something that I find difficult during the spring season is Passover. So we have Passover that comes. Beautiful holiday. You know, while my friends get to celebrate Easter, I celebrate Passover. And with Passover is you have to do without leavened bread or grain. And now, as religious scholars have expanded it, so much of my diet is completely gone for 8 days. And then I end up eating more meat, which I don't want to do. You know, I would rather for dinner have some vegetables and some bread and butter. But since you can't have bread and matzah makes me feel sick because it's very constipating. I'm not saying this to criticize a holiday. It's a beautiful holiday, Passover, and we'll talk about some of its meaning and how, you know, the Hebrews had to overcome slavery and, you know, it was Jesus' last meal, and so it's a very significant time. But I don't look forward to it. And spring cleaning, and it's just, I just don't look forward to it. And it's tough. And so, you know, sometimes what you need to do is rather than criticize and diss on a whole season, is go, what is it that you're concerned about? What is it that makes you anxious? Or what is it that you don't like? And, you know, look, religion is important, and I'm glad I'm a person of faith. And I you know, I know I have a choice, and I could just not be religious, but I just can't do that. I want to do what I'm supposed to and, you know, remember and be thankful of what God has done, you know, for our race. But I just don't look forward to it. You know, same thing when you have to do your Day of Atonement and you have to fast for 24 hours. I don't mind the fasting and not doing that without food and water. I just don't like not working. I'm a workaholic. And I have a very, very difficult time not being available while everybody else is going, what's going on with this? Or I have this patient, or I have this. I'm not very good cutting off from society for 24 hours. And so what you need to do is figure out what it is that's bothering you. Is it the allergies? Is it that you feel like crap because you always have to take an antihistamine? Is it because you have family that comes over? Is it because you have an expensive trip you have to take with family and you don't want to really take it? Is it because you don't like what you have to do at your job? Is it because you hate tax season? Figure out what it actually is. And then come up with things that you could do to temper that and make sure you enjoy it, like a vacation, like a trip. Now, I'm excited because I have a wedding to go to next month. That's going to help. I love weddings. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently, L.A. School District is going to be facing a strike. 60,000 bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria employees, campus security, teaching assistants, and educators from the L.A. Unified School District say they are going to strike March 21st to March 23rd. This would shut down hundreds of schools. Now, I think they're on spring break now, so this would basically prevent kids coming back from spring break. And it would go from the 21st to the 23rd. The labor union representing the support staff announced the dates during a live rally at Grand Park in downtown L.A. Represented by labor union SEIU Local 99, about 30,000 school support staff are demanding that the school district provide a 30% raise and $2 per hour equity wage increase. About 35,000 teachers represented by the United Teachers of Los Angeles will join them. The school district has offered a 15% raise, retention bonuses, and to bring its minimum wage up to $20. In a letter to families on Monday evening, Superintendent Alberto Carvalho told parents the district is trying to work with the union to come to an agreement before kids are severely impacted by the closures. He and district negotiators are prepared to work around the clock to come to negotiations before the strike. They say we are committed to continue good faith bargaining with our labor partners around the clock to reach an agreement before a strike occurs. I have invited union leaders to have a direct conversation with me to negotiate day and night to reach an understanding to spare our children from the avoidable disastrous consequences of a strike. So, you know, I know this isn't a very popular thing to say, but wouldn't teachers make more money if they worked during the summer and school didn't cut out from May to September? And I know some of you are like, oh, no, please don't wake up the sleeping giant. I mean, I have a big problem with kids being out of school for 3 months of the year. Kids need to be learning year-round. And some of the salaries, we have to be kind of careful with, number one is I do think we underpay teachers. Let me just say that right now. I think teachers are underpaid for what they do. But sometimes there's a manipulation of how the media projects what they get paid. So when you look at their salary, their annual salary, their annual salary is basically for 9 months' work. So when you start to take off the 3 months that they're not working, and you make it sound like this is what they're getting 365 days a year, you forget that many of these teachers are making this money that they rely on even though they're not working 3 months of the year and can work an additional, you know, second job to while they have that free time. And so when, you know, I heard somebody say, oh my gosh, you know, this person, when they looked at their salary, it only averaged, this was before COVID and before the changes, there was a non-teacher, this was, I think, an aide, a teacher's aide, which, God bless, was prior to COVID making $14 an hour when they looked at it annually. Well, when you take off the 3 months and you're adding that additional, okay, now you're looking at, well, actually they're making $17 to $18 an hour. And so, you know, these are things that kind of have to be, you know, put into perspective. Mind you, I still think most teachers and most workers and bus drivers are underpaid. I saw what the bus drivers had to deal with the bullies on my bus. We had a bus driver that they were calling Jabba the Hutt because he was overweight. And it was so mean, and he was just, you know, and he did have some very interesting facial features that might have made him look a little bit like the Return of the Jedi character. But kids were absolutely mean, and I don't think you could pay me enough to deal with kids making fun of me. And, you know, because here's the thing. You know, I know how to deal with kids. When my medical students would try to give me some crap for fun, I could lay it back in the middle class. Okay, are we done? Can we move on? I had no problem. And I would give them crap back and forth. It was fun. It was fantastic, whatever. Now with all these rules, you can't mess with kids. Now, yeah, they shamed them and I know how to stop a bully. It's taken me years, but I've learned how to stop a bully. Unfortunately, you can't do that in a lot of schools right now as a grown up. So they have to take it when they shouldn't need to take it. So, a 30% raise, in order to, inflation isn't just 6% or 9%. I'm noticing things are costing double. It's that ridiculous out there. So when you hear teachers want 30% raises, people are gasping going, what the hell? A 30% raise? Well, if you see what things are costing, yeah, 30% barely cuts it. The problem with that is, who's paying for that? Parents. Now, where schools go from here is going to be very tricky because there's already a big push for parents to pull their kids out of school. I know many Californians who say the second they mandate the COVID vaccine in schools, they're out. Kansas has moved forward to allowing parents to use more money for outside public school system education. The House has narrowly passed a bill that would raise teacher pay, increase funding for special education, but also establish a school choice program. This allows parents to use money, about $5,000 of tax money, towards the cost of private school tuition or homeschooling. These are education savings accounts. They've passed in many other states. And it gives the families an alternative to public schools. Now, opponents are the public school superintendents, teacher unions, and Kansas State Board of Education. They think it's an attempt to defund and undermine public schools. They say there's no evidence that voucher programs work or that students do better academically in private schools. I'm mixed because I went to public school and I did very well in public school, but I went to 12 of them. So if one school stunk, another school hopefully picked up the slack, but there's still some things I never learned. Like one thing I never learned, I never had a lesson on, is the difference between fewer and less. So I'll always make that mistake. There are less teachers. It's actually fewer. I've never learned how to do the difference because every time I switched schools, I must have missed that in grammar class. There's a lot of things I missed, and I got double of. I read Beowulf three times because of all the schools I went to. Yet, what other things did I not read? Never read A Tale of Two Cities. Never read a bunch of things. But still, I got a great education in public school, got a 1450 on my SAT, was able to get scholarships in state. I was a happy girl. I'm fine with it. But if public schools, just like that one assignment on sexual fantasies, if parents are like, I don't want my kids being graded on a computer-uploaded paragraph on their sexual fantasy, including feathers and flavored syrup, those parents are like, I got to get my kid into a school whose curriculum is more about math and science and English and history and what they need to succeed. Now, some people say, oh, kids need to succeed sexually. That's not on the school. And I understand that was a health class, the health curriculum, but you have a lot of parents going, I don't want my money going to this. My child is feeling completely, harassed. It's embarrassing for them. And they're forced to talk or pretend. Like our school district in my area is getting sued because they made a girl stand up in class, stare at her classmate's penis, and tell him that she's gay and that she doesn't want, and it was a bad word, it was the D word, that she didn't want that in her and it hurt. And that was a monologue. She didn't feel that way, but that's what she had to say in front of a whole class. Come on. So a lot of parents are like, to hell with this. I don't want my tax dollars going to it. So the tax money being able to go to an alternate school allows them that freedom. It's just public schools. If the average parent is like, I'm pulling my kid out of that public school unless they could show that they're teaching non-sexual fantasy, feather, tickly, S&M type stuff, that public schools are going to get defunded. 1-877-DOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Send more drones to the Black Sea and bring U.S. fighters along. That's the message from Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who says Russia's intercept of a U.S. drone on Monday is a direct test to see how President Biden responds. More evidence of a tight labor market. The Labor Department says about 20,000 fewer of us filed for unemployment insurance last week compared to the week before. General Motors says it's shutting down its Bowling Green, Kentucky plant that makes Chevy Corvettes because of a lack of some parts. A GM plant in Mexico that makes trucks is due to reopen on Monday after a two-week supply-related closing. The rain's over for the moment in California, but the danger remains. Part of a hillside in San Clemente collapsed, leaving four buildings uninhabitable. Forecasters say another atmospheric river will hit the Golden State early next week. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one question I got, this was about a month or two ago, was somebody had a son who didn't want to rent because rent was getting ridiculous, and he wanted to buy a home, and he wanted to buy a home with his girlfriend. But the mom thought they should probably consider getting married rather than going into a home, being boyfriend, girlfriend. What did I think? And I didn't bring this up on air because there was a lot of other stories going on. I think we had the Chinese balloon, and I don't know. So I didn't. But I'd like to bring it up now. This is actually a fascinating topic that many people are kind of going through. Now that we have less enthusiasm for marriage, I mean, me, I couldn't wait to go. I got married, and, you know, the first day I knew what a wedding dress was, I couldn't wait to be in one. But the younger generations, the millennials and the Gen Zs, look at marriage very differently. And part of the reason is because their Gen X and baby boomer parents got divorced. And they saw what that divorce did, And people are scared of divorce. It's not that people are anti-marriage. It's that they are anti-divorce. And so you have a lot of couples right now, I know many, that are unmarried but have ventured on buying things together, having homes together, having pets together, having property, cars. And I'm not exactly sure, I can't necessarily speak for the average millennial or Gen Z because I'm a Gen X, but my guess is it allows them to stick their toe in the water, right, and, you know, feel it out. Because if they do struggle and break up, they might struggle with the car, they might struggle with the house, but they don't have the alimony or the palimony and all sorts of other sort of, you know, issues that could come up. So it's a way for them to test out the water, see, okay, you know what, this is doable. Because honestly, you don't see a lot of prenups with the younger generations. They're not very prenuppy. For Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen, made their divorce, from what I understand, go flawless. Because they had an airtight prenup. But the prenup is not something that a lot of the younger generations do. They go, if we have to do a prenup, why are we even getting married? So instead, people are looking at, what am I okay of giving up with? And as long as we're not married, we're not going to lose a lot of things. Now keep in mind, some states, if you're living with somebody and you are domestic partners, that can later qualify. If you never got married, that you do have dual ownership and it has to split and community property. It all depends on the state you're in. So what happens when you and your betrothed or your boyfriend or girlfriend makes a different income than you do? How do you decide on what's fair? I'm no marriage counselor, so I can't necessarily comment on what, you know, I would probably talk to a lawyer about the best way to proceed. One of you had asked, how do you bring up a prenup? How do you bring up these topics? And honestly, it's a little tricky, but for me and my husband, we brought the topic up. The thing is, he actually owned, he probably had higher assets than I did because of his family, but his personal assets were less than mine because I was getting an MD. Even though I didn't have money and I grew up poor and all that, we anticipated that my income was going to be more. So we never did the prenup or anything like that, and here we are married 26 years later, and I hope we always stay married. But with bringing up the subject, you know, you could say, look, you know, I have a family that has been riddled with divorce. I never want to leave you. You know, but if we do part, I want us to still be friends. I want to do the Bruce Willis Demi Moore thing. I want, if God forbid something happens, I have a disability, and I want you to be happy, or you fall in love with somebody, or whatever. You know, are you going to leave me? I'm not going to leave you. But if, God forbid, that happens, I want us to be friends and still close. So what can we do in that, you know, what's the best way to do things so that if we do have to part, it's as smooth as possible? Now, some people just won't have it. But if my husband brought that up to me, I would sign it. Because I'm practical like that. I love my husband so much that I'm like, look, you know, if you think this is a concern, if you see that, you know, if you think this is a smart way to go, but I trust you, and I mean, if you really love each other, the prenup shouldn't matter. That's how I look at it. Now, I know some people think, but you're going to cheat. Then you could put in the prenup. as long as nobody cheated. You could do that. You know, the prenup isn't standard. You could say, look, you know, if we break up for irreconcilable differences, but if somebody cheats, then, you know, the prenup is null and void or something like that. You can have a lawyer write it up any way you need. And that's another thing you could say. So if you're with somebody and they go, why? Is it because you're going to cheat with me? Cheat on me? Well, I am never going to cheat on you. And in fact, in the prenup, you can put that in there. That if I ever cheat, it's null and void. I just want to have I just want to know that we will always be close no matter what happens with us in a marriage. And you could write the prenup any way you like. But what about millennials or Gen Zs that have two different incomes, two different potentials? Should they buy a house together? Well, it all depends on how close you are. I wouldn't recommend it unless you guys have been very deep into your relationship. I think apartments and their high rent are an absolute ripoff. And if you guys could build equity in a home, I think that's fantastic. But please, for the love of God, do not buy a home with somebody that you don't see yourself living with forever. And when you do buy the home, and if you're doing it strictly financial, and you have no problem having that plan B in case you and she or you and he break up, then that's fine too. And then have an agreement where if for some reason we have to sell it, we, you know, sell it by splitting it. Now, there are some couples where one is putting the most of the down payment. That's a little tricky. In a marriage, by the way, not everybody has equal income. Not everybody has equal potential. If somebody's going to take off for childbirth, if somebody's going to take off to do a sabbatical, if somebody's going to, you know, our earning potential is always mixed and always, always varies. Some years my husband made more money than me. Some years I made more money than him. So you have to come up with an arrangement on what you're comfortable with. If you both are paid, if you both put in equal down payment and you both put in equal rent, then you share it equally. But keep in mind, if you live with somebody long term and you feel like you're paying most of the rent and a divorce happens, depending on the laws in the state, you might have to split the house. So, you know, that has to be something that you are okay with and you're comfortable with. But always, anytime you marry somebody or anytime you go into a job or anytime you go into a partnership, you always want to have that plan on what happens if it doesn't work out. You know, this way there's, you know, but when you go and say, that's not an option, I'm not even going to think about it, you're not prepared. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a couple months ago, there were some headlines about medical students becoming activists. Some stories have surfaced in the news where one had bragged about poking a patient twice because he made a comment about her genders, going, well, what else would you be besides he or besides she and her? And then she made a joke saying, I missed him, like, wink, wink. So he had to get poked twice. I don't know if she actually really did that, but she wanted to look like she was on this thread of that was on Twitter and wanted to, you know, look like she was, you know, woke and you know, promoting the cause, and she could have gotten kicked out of medical school for discriminating against the patient. And so I have, for years, had to teach medical students that if they see a swastika, if they see somebody that they don't like, they have to put their biases away and be there for that patient, like I've had to. If you disagree with somebody smoking or having unprotected sex or misusing birth control or choosing abortion or choosing life or choosing whatever, if you have got to put your biases away. Throughout COVID and the vaccine mandate, there were doctors saying, if you're not vaccinated, don't come to my office. Whoa. We have a lot of individuals who may not follow CDC guidelines when it comes to vitamin D. Are we going to reject them from getting health care? Doctors have been one of the last individuals to be there for you, non-judgmental, for anything you need. And somehow, as politics kept getting infused in everything, and boy did politics do a number on medicine, some medical schools, medical students, and medical doctors thought that it is okay to be biased. That I could be outwardly biased if I'm a part of one political side. And I said from the very beginning, no bias at all. No bias at all. But unfortunately, the bias that is being allowed is anti-right. Anti those who have concerns about vaccines. I mean, I went through school learning if somebody didn't use a condom and was very sexually active and not you still treat their STD, they were called STDs at the time, you give them education and you treat them with the same respect that you would treat anybody else. If somebody was a smoker and was struggling to breathe in front of you and was dying of COPD or lung cancer, you treat them with the same compassion and love that you would any of your other patients, whether you agree with their smoking habit or not. But somehow, people thought got to social media fame by being a doctor ripping on somebody who chose not to get the COVID vaccine. Or now, being one political side or another. Now, one of you had asked, how are we doing in terms of medical terminology if we're not dealing with the terms male and female and acknowledging male and female? I think we're still slow to do that. Gynecology, if you look at the definition of gynecology is the branch of physiology and medicine. This is according to Oxford Languages. Gynecology is the branch of physiology and medicine which deals with the functions and diseases specific to women and girls, especially those affecting the reproductive system. So Oxford has not changed their definition. Gynecology has to do with, let me see if I can have some more roots. The gyne means woman or female in Latin. So, or Greek. I'm sorry, those are the Greek roots. So I don't think that there, if we are going to, I guess, make the changes that many people want to make in terms of gender, I don't think we're going to be able to call gynecologists anymore. There's also a concern of what's happening to maternal fetal medicine. There are doctors that have spent their whole decade, their whole career, being maternal fetal medicine specialists to save the, you know, to help the life of the fetus and intervene so that fetus can make it throughout the pregnancy and make it to life, make it to become a child, birth, and move on. Maternal fetal medicine. If you're having social justice warriors saying fetus is not alive, then why are we doing fetal medicine? Why are we funding fetal medicine? We are helping women who are pregnant. We are giving prenatal care and spending billions of dollars to help women who are underserved with their pregnancy. You start to, in the literature, not acknowledge the life of the fetus because you're trying to make an argument for Roe v. Wade. You're going to hurt all those women that are trying to get through pregnancy and needing fetal medicine. So I think the doctors and medicine is going to be a little bit slow to make the changes because they have to be very, very careful. They could lose funding, lose laws by going so woke that then you lose a lot of the progress you have made. We have a lot of free programs for pregnant women because we want to protect the baby. You start to, because you want to advance the message that it's not the termination of a life, it's going to contradict. They have to really come up with, there has to be some consistent message. And so it's, I think it's a mess. And so there's been a lot of talk on medical schools injecting social justice and trying to turn doctors into activists. And medical students are a captive audience. They need to get through. They need to get into residency. And they need to, one, they need to get their degree, then they need to get into residency. But I'm getting students who have changed their CV to paint it all into all the activism and anti-right conservative ideology. And I've had to tell some students, do you know who the program director is of that? Where are you applying? Oh, so I'm going to go apply to this school. Do you know anything about the program director? I know a lot of program directors, and a lot of them are conservative. Are you sure you want to have, you want to put your leadership? You want to put, but you do not want to insult anybody on there. Because you don't know who your audience is. We would rather see what you've done medically. And, what you've done with research and all that. So it's going to be a challenge. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.